It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today is a unique broadcast. Normally we have different artists on and ministry directors talking about concerts or conferences, but today is a biblical health day, and I'm super excited to introduce the author of The Maker's Diet, Jordan Rubin. Hey, Jordan, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Well, to start out, for people who are not familiar with your story, can you share some of your experiences that caused you to be so passionate about health?
I became extremely passionate about my health when I lost it. Years ago, I was suffering from multiple incurable diseases, Crohn's disease. I had an inflammatory condition throughout my entire body. I was in constant pain, suffering, described myself as being trapped in a prison that was my own body. I lost nearly 90 pounds, was down to 104 pounds in a wheelchair at a height of 6 foot, nearly 1 inch tall. During this time, I leaned into God, but I felt so far away from my answer. And it was at that point that I made a decision. I either needed to walk by faith or die suffering without it. And I decided to walk by faith, asked my mother to take a photograph of me at my worst, because Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, must reign true in my life. And while that photograph has changed everything for me, it didn't lead to an immediate healing, but weeks, months, nearly a year went by before I met a man who taught me how to eat and live like the Bible, and what would later become the Maker's Diet transformed my health in just 40 days. And now I am on a mission to see the health of this nation and world transformed one life at a time.
It's an amazing story, and folks, I would definitely encourage you, if you haven't already, to read The Maker's Diet. And Jordan, for people that want to eat healthier, what are some of the top things that should absolutely be avoided?
People ask me all the time when I'm in seminars and sharing this message, even one-on-one, what things should I take out of my diet? What should we avoid? And I always start with what I call the dirty dozen. This is a list of things that should never be consumed. The first is what should be called detestable animal things, not food, but things. We're talking about pork, shellfish. We're talking about other detestable animals according to Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. Now, I know there are theological arguments here about Jesus declaring all foods clean, but the truth is there's no evidence that any disciple, direct follower of Jesus, or Jesus himself consumed these animal things. They are unhealthy. In fact, I believe they're toxic. This is not a theological argument. This is about your body, your physiology, and what God created. I also recommend avoidance of artificial sweeteners, whether they're in pink, yellow, or blue packets. Diet sweeteners do not help you lose weight, and they are not natural. In fact, they're highly chemical. And number three, remember, a third of the worst, I recommend avoiding hydrogenated oils that contain trans fatty acids. There are so many more things that I want to share with you, but bottom line, if you want the health that God intended, follow his commandments and he will set you free in body, mind, and spirit.
I love it. I think you hit the nail on the head, Jordan. When we follow his instructions, it brings blessing and life. It's not burdensome. It's for our benefit. Well, Jordan, what's the best way for people to learn more?
For more information, visit livebeyondorganic.com.
Well, folks, once again, livebeyondorganic.com. Hey, Jordan, thank you very much for taking the time to be with me on the show.
God bless, and thank you so much.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And remember, to get more information about our free, interactive, live Bible study conference calls with guests like Jordan Rubin and many other fantastic teachers, visit truthrestoration.com. Again, for details on their conference calls, visit truthrestoration.com. And lastly, remember that Yahweh, the creator of the universe, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I encourage you to seek him with all your heart. Hope you have an awesome day. See you next time.